This is CICK News.
Coast Mountain College's Hazelton campus officially stopped operations on June 30th of this year. The college says the building sale is still moving through government review, and the timeline has slipped from the expected summer close to late fall or early winter because of multiple interested parties and community consultations. What has changed since June 30th is that the college is still maintaining a limited presence in Hazelton. A mobile training unit is scheduled to be on site from August through November for a Cook's Helper program, and a part-time employee will remain in the community, and the college says that it will continue offering programs regionally through community spaces and partnerships. The college is also emphasizing that this is not a full withdrawal from the region. It says courses, workshops, dual credit programming, and other training will continue in Hazelton and nearby communities, but delivery will shift away from a permanent campus model after the college had to make a $4 million budget cut due to the loss of international student revenues.
My name is Heather Baston. I'm the Executive Director, External Relations for Coast Mountain College.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me. So we did actually speak back in April about the process of this Coast Mountain College Hazelton campus sale and sort of what the community can come to expect for interaction with the campus. So could you bring me up to speed on what's changed since that date of the June 30th closure was expected?
Well, the June 30th closure is still the case in terms of our formal operations at the campus ended on June 30th. But we had hoped that we would have been able to complete the sale of the building and land by that time, but the process is taking a little bit longer due to multiple interest from multiple groups. And so that's being reviewed, and there's community consultations that need to take place. And we extended the timeline for those community consultations because it's happening during the summer months. It takes a little longer sometimes when people are traveling and so forth in the summer. Mm-hmm. So it's probably not going to close the sale until the late fall or early winter at this point. So we will have operations happening at the campus in a limited capacity because we still own the building. So we might as well make use of the space.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it the kind of thing, Heather, where you can say who like that proponent is or what type of use the building will have after, like, or even if it's sold to someone to maybe in the community? Are you able to give any information on that?
I can't. It's all confidential at this time.
Okay, Heather, is there anything else that you want to include about, like, that's an update or that has changed or anything else that you want local listeners to hear or to know about this process or this change or kind of what to expect?
I think it's important for everyone to realize that we will still have a part-time person based in Hazelton. So if they feel they need to speak with someone in person, that person will be available. I don't have the details on the hours or location. For the short term, they can still access support by going to the campus building. But after November, that location will change, and we'll make sure that the community is well apprised of where they can go to speak with a person from Coast Mountain College, or there's always our general phone lines that they can call as well.
On June 30th, I visited the campus in Hazelton to visit with employees who were gathered to commemorate the day and to say goodbye to some educators who would not continue to work with Coast Mountain College after today.
Hi, my name is Kelly Nice. I've been working here at the Coast Mountain College as the First Nations Access Coordinator. So I worked with our Indigenous students.
How many years have you been an educator?
Working here at Coast Mountain College, I've been here 10 years.
We were just speaking before I was recording about the long line of educators in your family.
Yes, I was telling you about my grandfather, who in the 1930s, I think, he was a self-taught man, and he was a teacher in Kitsigas Village, an ancient village of the Gitxsan people. So education was really important to him, and he made sure that he got that message out to all of us as his grandchildren.
And James was most recently the instructor for
Gitxian language course? Was it introductory and further, or which courses exactly?
He was teaching the Gitxianama 101 and 102.
Okay.
So he's been doing that for a couple of years here in Hazleton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you retired today?
Well, I've been laid off because of the closure. But so I've decided that, you know, I will just take this time just to retire and just spend time with my family, my grandchildren. I've really enjoyed working here at Coast Mountain College. I really enjoyed working with the students and supporting them as best I could, so that you know, that their time here would make them feel, you know, supported and successful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that support in, like, counseling as well as helping them kind of figure out direction, or how would you say that you were kind of supporting?
Right from the time they walked in here, I would help them, fill out applications, set up appointments with our education advisor or special learning support as well. You know, I just walk them through the application process, provide them support with their funding applications, and then once they were students, we would just have different events to let them know that we were here and that we were here to support them. We provided cultural activities. We had a newsletter that we provided once a month so that the students would know all of the resources available. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Any last thoughts or reflections that you want to share about your time as an educator, not even just here at the college, but just as an educator?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been a really great job. Someone that I had a great team of people to work with, and I really enjoyed working with the students, helping them, supporting them, and making them feel very welcome and cared for.
My name is Dr. Titi Kanko. I'm the VP Academic Student and International at Coast Mountain College. Thank you. Now, today, being June 30th, is the last day of operation at this campus by Coast Mountain College. We're in the process of selling the assets. And the stage we're in, June 30th, is when we actually complete the part that the college is doing. So now it's in the ministry's hands. So from tomorrow onwards, really, we're just waiting on the ministry's decision on the building or whoever will become the new owner. But in the meantime, we still have a program running. So we've got a program starting August and ending in November. So you'd see our big mobile training unit out there. And we would have students there taking classes.
The mobile training unit is self-contained, but still requires building access for support functions. As well, a campus administrative officer will remain on site through the end of the November program. And an enrollment services representative will also be present on campus, and that role continues beyond the building, staying in the community to help people access college programs and services. Heather Bastian told me that Coast Mountain College's core work won't change. Training, classes, and workshops continue, and it's just the delivery method which is different.
How will Coast Mountain College Hazleton still have a presence in the community for people from Kispiax, Hazleton, Whitsett, Kitwanga?
Now, we still have a presence in the entire region because we're working directly with communities, and we're delivering program within the community at different locations. So we're not tied to a specific location. We're working with the different bands, and we have different proposals that are going out for additional programming for the bands. We're working with the new school, Gitxian West Secondary School, and we're looking at how we can also deliver training and programming for their students. We'll continue to do our dual credit programming with the high school. So that will continue, you know, at the high school. Now, we have all these different ways that we've been working with community, and we'll continue that way.
So is there, I guess then for people to know if they want to engage in a course, or if they want to inquire about maybe, a course that they see, how would they go about that? What's changed with that in an administrative way, I guess?
The main thing that has changed in an administrative way is the ability to walk to the campus door and have somebody at the front desk. That's the only thing that has changed. Mm-hmm. People can still reach us online. They can still phone. But we will have the enrollment services representative who will still be in the community. So we would provide how to communicate with that person through a telephone number. Mm-hmm. And the person is more flexible being here, then they can reach that person that way. So we'll have even more people coming out and being in the community. And as I mentioned, we're not going away, we're just changing how we're working.
Dr. Kunkel also told me that Coast Mountain College will remain a presence at career fairs and community events in the Hazleton and Kispiox area. The recruitment services team visits the Hazleton region approximately 10 times per month, and they'll continue coming out to schools and the community. To stay involved, advertising will be placed in the local newspaper and other channels so that the community always knows how to reach the college. And the message is this: this is not a shutdown. Coast Mountain College is actively countering the rumor mill narrative in order to stay active in the community along with their community partners.
Well, I just would like to say that we don't know who the new owner of the building is going to be. You know, all this is with the ministry right now. And so we're waiting for information from the ministry. We're waiting to hear from them. And as we get more information, as we know more, then we will certainly share that.
It is June 30th today. Did you kind of have a different feeling driving to the campus this morning or when you're here?
Well, coming to the campus today for us is just to be here with the people, because we've worked with them for a long time. Some of them are retiring, so it's nice to be with them on their last day of before they retire. We have a faculty member who's going to be based in Smithers who's also here today. And we have a member who's going to be retiring in November. But it's just nice to be around them, just to know that they are supported. So it's not June 30 and they're alone, but to know that they have others who are with them as well. So it's nice to be here with them, just, catch the moment with them.
Dr. Kunkel, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today about this and for sharing everything that you shared.
Thank you so much.
CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.